And welcome back to another episode of Unlimited Abundance with your host, Paulina Barrett-Gova. I'm so joyful to be on today's episode and dive deep on into the subjects that we're going to discuss. There's so much to talk about. Like I've been saying, this podcast is like my little baby, and I always love to show up on here when I genuinely have something super, super powerful to share and a topic that I feel I want to talk about for an extended period of time. So if you're tuning in, I hope you enjoy, whether you're listening to this just in your house, while you're cooking, walking your dog, driving, whatever else may be. I really love these longer format conversations. And I also want to remind you, you can always find me on Instagram at pbbunny97yt, or you can just search my name, or you can click the link in the keynote. And I'm on there also quite often, sharing captions and posts and reels and content on there. It's a little bit shorter format, and even lives. So if it's like a 20-minute conversation or something like that, you may want to check out to see the newest live that I've posted. So with that being said, we're going to talk about today's subject, which is the inner feminine or the feminine awakening. I guess we could talk about it. It's such a big umbrella subject, and there's so much that I want to break down in this so that we can really understand it. I could probably talk about this for like 8 hours, but we will do our best to keep it short and sweet to a certain extent. I'm drinking some cacao, some ceremonial cacao, as I record this. And yeah, I talked about this in my live, but let's hop on in. So right now more than ever, we're really seeing a huge feminine awakening, right? And we can use different terminology, right? A lot of times we'll see people say the divine feminine. A lot of times I'll say people say just inner feminine. A lot of people are now speaking more about like polarity. A lot of people are talking about like the union of energies on the planet. A lot of people are calling it more of like a goddess energy, right? Like there are so many names, and you know, words can only do so much to capture an energy. Just like if you've ever had any kind of spiritual experience or majestic, synchronistic, life-altering experience, sometimes it's hard to put it into words, right? Like words just aren't enough. Like you had maybe the craziest coincidences of things magically align, and yet when you go out and you try to explain what it is that occurred, right, it may not have been enough to fully illustrate it. And I feel like that's the same with naming it. I like to call it the inner feminine. I feel like for me it kind of captures the essence really powerfully. And so, I mean, we just need to kind of break down a little bit of historical energetics to explain what this is. If you're already kind of tuning in and you're kind of getting the gist of what I'm saying, you're already have discovered this a little bit. And if you're like, what are you talking about? Then you're in for such a treat. So either way, let's hop on in. So when we look at societal structure, I like to look at it as a metaphor of a puzzle. That's how it's like shown to me when I channel. Like there's a puzzle, right? And there's puzzle pieces that fit together. And so right now we see our world with a very masculine structure, right? Or people like to call it a patriarchal structure. I know sometimes this word has like very negative connotations, and it like immediately causes like a stir in people. I think that's also a bit of programming, but ultimately society moves through matriarchal eras and then patriarchal eras, or at least it has in the past. So before this era, actually, it was much like in the times of Atlantis and Lemuria, if you're familiar with that, it was more of a matriarchal structure, actually. Like women were goddesses, priestesses, the ones that were initiated, healers, witches, herbalists, everything in between, right? And women were really the ones that were thought to hold this creative life force energy, and they would do various blessings and rituals. And there's so much. If you're wanting to read more into this, I really recommend the Mary Magdalene manuscript. It's a channeled text. It's really powerful if you just kind of want to dive deeper if you're resonating. But where women were these kind of gatekeepers, and the feminine was very much revered. Actually, this is a really fun fact. And you know, now with a lot of religious programming in the past, you know, times with Christianity as a control mechanism and everything like that, we've really seen the word God, right, super masculine term used. But actually, the word goddess or feminine intelligent life force was worshipped for longer than a masculine one is, which kind of puts in perspective, because for you probably as long as you can remember, and for me as long as I can remember, we always view God as masculine, right? And it's kind of wild to think that actually it was referenced to as goddess or worshipped as a goddess for longer than it has been masculine. So that's a very interesting shift, right? And so we see a very masculine structure occur. And so, like, obviously a rebalancing needs to occur. I think that a really flaw, a big flaw that people think is, oh, we're just going to go back to feminine ways of doing things. And it's like, no, we are reincorporating that so we can find what balance is. I always tell my clients and in courses, you have to go to each extreme to find where the middle is. So if you're a very masculine kind of person in terms of your energy, like you're very go, 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 achieve, 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 do, 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 and someone tells you, oh, be balanced, be balanced in your masculine and feminine, you're not going to know what that's going to look like until you go to the extreme of the feminine. So maybe you really, really rest, you really self-indulge, you really slow down, and you go deep into that, right? And then, so once you find like that extreme, almost to an extreme, then you can find what the middle ground looks like for you. It's like, if you don't know what each end of the stick is, how are you gonna know where the middle of the stick is? Or vice versa, if you've always been very feminine, you're gonna need to experience what it feels like to be at the extreme of masculine energy to find what balance looks like to you. And so even like for me personally, I was always much more in a masculine kind of energy, you could say, because when I was in school, I was taking lots of courses. I was in like 12 AP classes. I was at the same time doing YouTube and filming and traveling. And I was very much a go, go, go energy. Like I can't even remember a time of just like slowing down. Genuinely, it's like every day, every moment there was something to do, which was so beautiful. And it bloomed so many amazing things in my life. But also, I very much got in that paradigm so that I had to find that opposite end of what feminine embodiment really fully looks like, to find what that balanced middle space looks like, where you're rested and alive and in pleasure, but also productive and run a huge thriving business, right? There's this middle ground we learn through experience and feeling into what different paradigms feel like for us. Anyway, circling back, right? So now we see like a puzzle or a very masculine structure. So when we look at what does that mean? Well, that means that we live in a world that's very consistency oriented, productivity oriented, hustle oriented, very linear, very logical thinking, right? That's like the framework that we live in. We can see this most clearly in work structures, right? Like you're expected to show up every day the same energy, the same outlook, the same like kind of thoughts, right? The same output, you could even consider very linear, like we do this and then we do this. It's a very step A, step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, kind of linear model. And this works for a lot of people, primarily men, because that's their natural way of being. So just like for women, their natural way of being is, I would say, more flow, more intuitive, trusting the body, right? I would say prioritizing emotion, prioritizing feeling, huge fluctuations in energy, right? Which we really see in the cycle. Like you're in, I'll do a little full circle, but in, you know, your cycle, you move through 4 very huge energy shifts. Some even yogic teachers say that every 2 days you go through a big energy shift, but primarily we can look at, you know, every 4 to 7 days or 3 to 7 days, a huge archetypal shift. So women are very, very cyclical, very much not linear, right? It's like if you think about, it's actually just a cool fun fact. I believe it's the planet Venus. I think it's every 5 years. I don't remember the exact years, but I want to say 5 years, it draws a perfect flower in the cosmos. Its orbit creates a perfect flower, like a bunch of flower petals. Like how beautiful it is. And I feel like that's just, and the Venus, right, is a symbol of the feminine. I love drawings of the goddess Venus. I think they're so beautiful. It's a little bit of a side note. I just got a beautiful picture of the birth of Venus, like framed and put in our wellness space, right, where my altar and spiritual center is. And it's so beautiful, but it really represents the feminine. It's like, it's a cyclical nature, but the end result is so perfect. Like the Venus moved in those cycles. It moved in those, you know, over years and years and years, it moved cyclically, which to someone else might look like, oh, like this doesn't make sense. It's not linear, but in the end it made this like perfect sacred geometry flower, right? And that's very much the feminine. And so you can imagine the feminine archetype, especially if you're more of a feminine being, and everyone has a bit of this at their core, and more women are waking up to it, kind of like waking up from the you know, amnesia a little bit, and being like, wait, whoa, this is actually how I feel, and so on. And if you think about your puzzle piece as feminine and then trying to shove it into a puzzle that's masculine, it's like putting a puzzle piece that just doesn't fit and thinking that there's something wrong with your puzzle piece. So you begin to trim the puzzle piece, you may like rip parts of it off, right? You alter it in you know, different ways to get it to fit. And this is what women, a lot of us end up doing in this world. We're like, oh, we have to show up, expected to show up every day in the same energy, when literally your energy for when you're ovulating and your energy right before your period, if you just look at your hormones, it's the most drastic shift in your hormones in those two, if you compare those two times. Like, how can you expect someone to be the same? If anyone experienced that big of a shift in their hormone levels, of course they're going to be different. And those are archetypes for a reason. There's a reason why you're in the wild woman phase right before your period and you're needing to withdraw and start connecting to your intuition and go away from the linear world into your own inner world. And there's a reason why when you're ovulating, you're very focused and very bright and energized and focused on the external world, right? Nature sets us up, you know, sets us up for a reason. And so yet we've kind of conditioned ourselves that we need to look, feel, act the same every single day consistently. And if we don't do that consistently, there's something wrong with us. You know, I always hear women being like, but I was so energized last week and now I feel, it's like, of course you were, like your hormones were skyrocketing, you were at your most vibrant self, and now your body's wanting to withdraw and begin to heal itself. Of course it's not going to be at those same levels, right? Or more importantly, in business, right, we, even women who are entrepreneurs, still find themselves in that kind of hustle or forced way of doing things, even in their own business. And even for me, it's been a transition to pivot my business to be very much feminine-based, very intuitive-based. When I launch things, when I share things, when I create things, they're very much from the body, from kind of like other realms. And I know that sounds woo, but they're much, very much channeled kind of like galactically, you could say, or like from the cosmos, versus from, I learned this, so I'm going to copy and paste and teach this. It's like, it's very much channeled, intuitive, esoteric, like wisdom. And that's very much more feminine based, right? And if we're still operating from a masculine model, that would be very hard for us to tap into. Like, you have so much magic in your intuition and in your ideas and in just in your desires, and yet so many women are told to shut that off, right? I always teach a lot about desire, and it's because the desire is like you're tapping into like this cosmic vortex of expansion, right? Like, your desires are literally kind of like little breadcrumbs that lead you to the next thing in your life. You're like, oh, I desire to go to this class. You go to this class. Oh, I fell in love with this thing. Oh, I want to do this. And it's like leading you. It's like this, your desire is like this magical hand that's leading you. Obviously, I want to interject and say, you know, if it's a soul desire, and you know, if it's more of like a hedonistic or filling the void desire, only you can discern that, right? Like, I can't speak everything in black and white terms. You kind of have to take and digest things and apply them to your life as you see fit. But ultimately, right, your desire, especially when they're from such a soul level, are guiding you and are leading you. And that is so, so, so powerful and beautiful. And so there's so much that goes into feminine healing, right? So I recently, it's actually, this is like so, so, so exciting. In 5 days from today, yeah, 6 days from today, my newest offering, it's a 3-week online course is launching. I don't like to use the word course. It's like, you could say a course, a space, like it's beyond a course, and it's called The Feminine Awakened. And it's a very much so a culmination of my work around feminine energetics for the last bit of time. It's really where my focus has been, and research and application and integration and studying and working. I've already kind of, I've been weaving it in into my other offerings. For example, my 8-week course, which actually was 9 sessions, Wet and Wealthy, just ended, and we weaved in a bit of that in there, a good amount of that in there. And then this Sunday, actually, my six-month mastermind and coaching certification program, Lust, comes to a close, and I've weaved a little bit in there. But this course is going to go very much deep into feminine awakening. And if like you're resonating with what I'm saying, like, I tell anyone, like, if you're a woman and you're like, I feel called to this, this course is for you. And I know, like, a lot of people, when they market their courses, they're like, are you ready? And like, I don't like to market that way. But if you're resonating and you already are feeling this shift in some regard, maybe you're feeling like you want to live more intuitively, maybe you want to reconnect with your body, maybe you want to understand more about your energy and the way it fluctuates, maybe you want to heal different parts of that you think are kind of, I don't know, blocking you from your feminine wisdom and so on and so forth. And this course will be really beautiful. So speaking of that, we're going to go through multiple pillars. So there's a lot of, in my opinion, pillar. I like to always think of, my Mars is in Virgo, my Moon's in Capricorn, and my Mercury's in Taurus. So I have a lot of Earth, so I really like to organize information. And I find that my courses are so successful and people who go through them end up feeling so fulfilled, is because I find that I really have a talent at organizing information in a way that's very digestible. So when we think of a feminine awakening, it's like, okay, well, how do we go about this, right? Like, how is there a three-step formula to awaken the feminine in someone, right? It sounds kind of silly. But what I've done is I've just divided it into pillars of things that I find essential. The first part I find essential is reconnecting with your sensuality and your sexuality. This one I think is one of the most healing, because in your lower chakras is where most of your power lies in terms of your connection with the body. A lot of people, when they have any kind of spiritual awakening, they start going to upper chakras, which is beautiful, so exciting, right? Their heart opens, they're able to express things clearly, their third eye is more open, their crown is more open, which is amazing. But what happens, a lot of people can basically float their consciousness above themselves and not in their body. So if you find it difficult to ground or be present, you find yourself kind of like daydreaming or floating, that can be very helpful at times, right? It's really powerful to be in that space at times. But if you're wanting to actualize it or manifest or co-create and bring it or create it down on this planet, because we live in a physical realm, we need it to be anchored in the body. And what happens is, you know, there's multiple layers to this, from just like subtle, moving your energy subtly up to like dissociation because of trauma. A lot of things can occur. And also, trauma doesn't have to be something crazy large. It can be, but it also can be lower scale. Like, it can be any kind of experience that allowed your nervous system to feel overwhelmed to an extent, to an extreme degree. So I think sometimes people think of trauma as some huge, crazy event. And of course, it can be that too, but it also is just sensory overload. If you have times where your nervous system has been so overloaded and so overwhelmed, the body remembers that and it tenses up around that, right? And so that's stored in the body as well. So it's more difficult to come into the body because all of that emotion is there and your body doesn't want to experience it. So it feels more warm and fluffy to float above the head and float in the clouds rather than anchor that energy grounded into your body. And so, again, coming back to the sexual energy and sensual energy, it's important because it brings you back into your body. And we're going to do a lot of work to release energies from the lower two chakras, even lower three, I like to say. Most people speak about just the sacral. Some people speak about the sacral and the root. I find it's just the lower three. So your sacral chakra, of course, that is your ability to receive. It is your it's like your ability to feel pleasure, to feel open, to feel joy. It's like the feminine powerhouse. Some people say like the mitochondria is a powerhouse of the cell. Like, your sacral chakra is the powerhouse of your inner feminine. Of course, all the chakras in your heart, and you could say other ones, but especially that space. And that's where most women hold any kind of shame, especially around self-expression, any guilt, any fear, any worry, any self-judgment, any self-hatred, anything. Insecurity can also rise up more into the solar plexus, but those emotions get stored there. Then in the root, it's instability, abandonment, things like that, you know, more of those kind of root-based things. And of course, in the solar plexus is where we see insecurity, worry, things like that as well. It's more like around self-confidence and self-worthiness and self-assurance. They all blend together, and yeah, ultimately we can label it to try to understand it, but it's hard to like put like say exactly this is energy is stored here, right? It's like it's different every time, because sometimes self-worthiness, I could say, would also argue is more in the sacral chakra, but again, more like security around self, like being confident in yourself, is also stored in the solar plexus. So we're going to do a lot of work to clear and rebalance those chakras, right? There's many work, from different rituals to modalities to breathing techniques to visualizations. Like I said, a lot of rituals I really love, a lot of sacred rituals that we're going to do, a lot of offerings. That's all going to be inside the feminine awaken. That's, I always find, the first step. And then various practices to awaken that energy within yourself, right? If you've ever just danced for fun or danced to music or whatever it was, where you just got to express yourself, or it wasn't like you had to dance because it was like your force, or like if you ever just like free flowed ultimately, then you feel what that kind of like Shakti energy within you feels like, right? Like for me, I love going to pole dancing classes, and I just love pole dancing in general, because it's like this, for me, it's a beautiful balance of femininity and strength because to do really beautiful tricks requires a whole lot of strength. It's so funny. You watch a video and you're like, I can do that. And you go up and you're like, holy shit, that requires so much back strength. Like, I think my back has gotten so much stronger than it's been in the recent past, or so as far as I can remember recently. And so, and when you just, when I free flow and just move and just like put the music on and just like go for it and trust my instincts, if I feel called to spin or leap or lay or climb or flip upside down, like whatever it is, following that energy. This is just like one example, right? I'm not saying it's for everyone, but finding practices that activate this like creative life-giving force. And I really like it with bodily movement. So even if that's for you, that's like yoga and you flow and you like really vibe, or you just dance in your room, like it doesn't need to be super complicated, activating that energy. So that's like the first pillar I find, is that like sensual and sexual activation. The second thing is connecting with the womb space, right? Of course, when we think of a womb, we often think of it as this place where life is created, which is so true. It's so beautiful, right? It literally is like when, you know, when a woman gets pregnant, that's where the baby is formed and then birthed into life. And it's such a beautiful thing. One of my friends, she just had a baby a month and a bit ago, and I got to see her and her son, and like it was just, he's so little, he's only like a month and a little bit old, and it's the most magical experience, right? And we also as women get to create projects and ideas and innovations also from our womb space. So I think a lot of people think that the womb space is just life in terms of physicality, but it's also projects and other creative endeavors. So the next thing is how to reconnect to your womb and are able to listen to it. I always, in my courses, we have this joke, we say like full body yes or full pussy yes. It's like when you're able to listen to your body and feel if it's a yes or no, whether you're ordering a coffee, you're deciding which milk you want, you're making a huge life decision, you're able to feel into your body of what is a full body yes and what's not. And that's really, a lot of it's reconnecting to that womb space, right? To that creative, life-giving space of yours, and trusting your creative process, being able to connect with it, being able to nourish your creative process, being able to feel into your creative process, right? It's multifaceted, multi-layered, but it's so, so, so beautiful. And this also kind of relates also healing the ancestral line, especially on the mother side. So this is a really beautiful fact. You might already know it, you might not know it, but the eggs that created you were already in your grandma when your mom gave birth. So they're already in your mom when your grandma gave birth. So like you were already there, or the potential for you was already there two generations ago, right? So it's really, you could say one generation ago, depending on how you look at it, but basically in your grandma, right? So our mother's line is very, mother line is super sacred, and a lot of things get passed down through that, right? This is why people talk about ancestral healing, which sounds so like, so intense, right? When you first heal it, you're like, ancestral healing, do I need that? But ultimately, it's like looking at the patterns and like you wouldn't be here if it wasn't for your mom, and if it wasn't for your grandma, and if it wasn't for your great grandma, and it wasn't for your great 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 grandma. Like sometimes we feel disconnected, I feel like, from our lineage, but like you literally would not be here without this whole lineage of women that have been giving birth to one another. It's like so beautiful to imagine and even envision, right? And at the same time, a lot of habits can get passed down, a lot of beliefs, a lot of mindsets, right? If your mom settled a lot, and then your grandma settled a lot, and your great-grandma settled a lot, then that maybe that pattern is still living within you, or whatever other patterns it is, right? If it was maybe self-sacrifice or judgment or like whatever pattern, you can just consciously think about it for a moment. If you can think of any patterns that are in your mom and that are in your mom's mom, and those kind of get passed down to us as well. And so also we can hold a lot of emotions towards our mom or towards our feminine line. I don't know, maybe you don't have the best relationship, or maybe you don't feel super close. Maybe your mom doesn't agree with your path and the things you're doing, or maybe the most amazing mom. Anywhere in between, there's a lot of energetic gunk in there, right? In that path and in that line. So we do work, and especially one really powerful thing, I don't know what word to use, that we're going to do inside the Feminine Awakening that's really going to help energetically clear and assist the healing of that feminine line. And then on the opposite end of that, to invoke your ancestors and all of their gifts. You know, for me, my mom, you guys may know her, I've had her on the podcast, but she is an expert astrologer and tarot reader. And my grandma, when she was younger, also did healing. And then it's like, I don't know fully, but I'm sure that my great grandma is alive on my dad's side actually, but not on my mom's side, and I'm sure you know she had that. And all these like generations of healing, right, the gifts get passed down too. I from an early age, if you don't know too much about my story, I made actually a post, like I pinned it to my Instagram, that talks a little bit about my story if you're new or you just kind of came across me recently. When I was little, I was already really intuitive. I always felt like beings were communicating with me. I just thought it was normal at the time. I think any kid who grows through that, I remember walking home so vividly from the bus stop on the right side of the road, about to turn onto our street, and like I would hear beings talk to me and guide me, like, you should do this today, do this, or whatever it was. Like, I very much felt guided, and I think that it's kind of crazy to look back upon how guided I was, because when I was young, I started making YouTube videos really young. I was probably one of the first people to ever be quote-unquote influencer before the term was even alive. And it's just crazy to see how so much of that was guided. And so I was very intuitive, very, very sensitive as well when I was little. And I would, I remember even years ago, in the more recent past, I remember I'd be around someone, I would feel like I downloaded their whole life. So it would be really overwhelming. And to be honest, it still is like kind of overwhelming for me to be around people for an extended period of time. Obviously, I do different things to protect from that or be able to do that, but I'm still very, like, it's a gift, because when I work with someone, I hop on a client call with someone one-to-one on Zoom, or I'm leading a course and you start speaking, I can already channel so much and feel into so much of someone's life or your life, and it's really, really powerful. But at the same time, it can also be overwhelming. But anyway, look, those gifts get passed down, right? So we can invoke those kinds of gifts into our lives. Like recently, all this knowledge about herbs, or like channeling about herbs and herbs I should take, information about different herbs has been coming through to me, like from one person, from another person, just like being guided to it from like an instinct. And so we can invoke the help of our ancestors. And we'll also be doing a ritual for this as well inside the Feminine Awakening. So that's another pillar of it. So like we have the sexuality, we have the womb reconnection, womb healing, doing work around that, just blessing the womb. Then we have like the mother tie, then the ancestral healing and ancestral invocation, and then so much more, like pleasure practices, self-pleasure practices, you know, talking about yoni egg practices, a lot of other things like that, just reconnection with the body. So I find that like when someone's like, I want to reconnect with my feminine, I want to awaken to this energy, I found kind of a process that really initiates that really takes you into your own journey of that. And there's so much more to it than I even described here, but it's a really, really beautiful process. And like I'm saying, I really find that so many people are awakening to it. And if you're listening to it, this is so funny, like if you're listening to it and you're like, I have no idea what you're talking about, I promise you, like, whenever you start feeling this shift, come back to this podcast and re-listen to it, and you're gonna be like, oh my gosh, yes. And if you're already feeling it and you're like, whoa, like, yes, like, something in me, when I first started getting to feminine energetics, it was just like this deep curiosity, like, I just want to know more. I didn't know why, I just was like, I want to know more. I remember when, like, over a year ago now, I want to say, I started, like, reading the manuscript or whatever, you know, I was beginning to dive deeper into it. Like, it was just this curiosity of, like, this thirst to, like, know more and discover more. So if you're feeling that, then this course will be an epic space for you. And if you're already pretty well versed in feminine energetics and you're like, I already know about the cycles and archetypes, then this is going to take you even further. Because this is not just going to be like, we're just going to go, of course we're going to go through your menstrual cycle, the different archetypes, and what season is best for what in your life, like planning your life around what you should be doing, or what would be the most supportive to do around the follicular phase, or the ovulation phase, or luteal phase, or the menstruation phase, right? Of course we're going to go into that, but it's ultimately going to take you so much further, because I'll be guiding you through channeled rituals and invocations that are just, they're not copied from anywhere, they're truly channeled content and modalities, and I'll be guiding you through all that. So I'm really, really excited for that course. Like I said, it starts in 6 days. If you're listening to this on Thursday, we already have so many women inside. I am purpose made it a 3-week course, every session is going to be about two hours because I want it to be a shorter space but still super deep. Like, you know, in total we're gonna have 6 hours together, so there's gonna a lot that we cover, and a lot of the work is on your own, but I don't even want to call it work. Like, you're gonna want to do it. Like, when I promise you, when I share a ritual or something, I promise you, you're gonna be like, I want to do this immediately. So a lot of the other integration, you could say, you'll be doing, you know, on your own. We also will have a group chat, as most of my courses do, where you'll connect with all the other women inside, and you can be sharing your growth and your evolution and your insights. And it's just amazing. We end up sharing like everything from like jokes to tips to wellness to like deep truths and things like that. We'll have a course inside as well. And if you're not able to come live to one or maybe even all the sessions, you get all the full recordings. So some people who join aren't able to come to any of the live sessions, but they join and just watch the recordings. I usually put the recordings up the next day. I would say within 24 to 48 hours. Obviously, I want to give myself a buffer in case of travel or things like that, but I try to do my best to get it up the next day. So even if you can't come live to any of them, still join the course, because I don't guarantee that it will ever become a self-study course. So it's just good if you're wanting to join. And if you're able to come live, please come live. Like, you obviously get to connect with everyone. We get to have a sacred space together. It's Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific. And if you're thinking, how am I going to make it? I've had people who live overseas who it's 2 a.m. still show up to call. So if you're wanting to come live, you know, if you can make it work, it'd be amazing. I haven't ran a course like this really ever, like a very deep feminine course, and so I'm really excited to share this wealth of knowledge and practices and modalities and healing techniques that I've accumulated. I just feel like it's so powerful, and I know that the women's lives inside this course will literally, it's like a fire will be sparked and ignited in you that just can't really be blown out. And so if you're called, I'd love to have you. Like I said, I'll have the link in the keynotes. It's also the link in my bio. The course is called The Feminine Awakened, as I spoke about earlier. And yeah, also, of course, I'll be sharing more smaller tips, daily practices, daily techniques, thoughts, philosophies, theories, and other things, of course, that you can apply to your life. But I just wanted to talk about those three pillars in general. And even if you don't take the course and you're not called, just beginning to consider all of those elements in your life and how they can be applied. And yeah, it's just really exciting. In all my courses, women just find such a community. Like, so many women who were inside my last course, which is Wet and Wealthy, are already in this one, which is really exciting. And if you've never joined anything, I on purpose made it smaller scale, so it's at a way more affordable price, right, than an 8-week course, of course, right? We're doing 2 months of deep work, it's obviously going to be different than, you know, a 3-week course. So if you've never taken a course before, whether you've just come to one ceremony and you've enjoyed it and you didn't go further, or you're in divinity but you haven't gone deeper, or you've literally just stumbled across my work and it's resonated with you, it's like the perfect yummy 3-week course to really see transformation, shifts, integration, and really a whole new perspective on life begin to bloom, and hopefully a whole new paradigm. You know, hopefully you'll find your puzzle. You know, you'll find the puzzle that works for you, and your piece will finally perfectly click into it, and it will begin to make sense. And I really wish that for you. I think that going through a feminine awakening is one of the most, like, I don't know, rewarding and healing, like, I like almost tears in my eyes, like, rewarding, healing, nourishing, and validating experiences a woman can go through, and to be able to facilitate that and teach teachings that are, for most people, like, most of the teachings that I'll be sharing, I can't even share, like, on Instagram, because they're so, you know, they're deep. Like, they're not just, I can't talk about, you know, certain things, like, about the pussy and things like that all, you know, on Instagram. So this course is really going to deep dive into that, and especially in our practices, where we'll speak about your sensual energy and your sexual energy and how to use that energy to magnetize opportunities, people, places, experience, or, you know, ideal, I should just say experiences and opportunities, because you don't want to violate free will, you know, magnetize a specific person, but like how to use that energy to become really magnetic in your life. And so, yeah, I'm really excited for this course. I'm just shuffling some cards right now. I might end on a card pull right now. So if you're listening to this still, let's end on a really beautiful card pull. I'm using the Sacred Destiny Oracle, one of my favorites. So I'm going to share a message for you that you need to hear in this moment today. I'll say today, a message that you need to hear today. The listener. Power. Wow. This is like the Sacred Destiny deck, and I just pulled Power. So let me read it to you really quick while we're here. Take a deep breath. and just kind of settle in into this moment. I know it's just, I know so many people always want to invite you into a deep breath, and you're like, how many deep breaths can I be invited into? But truly just take a moment, just so you can, when you listen to this, you can really receive the message that you're meant to receive. So power, mountain thunder. Like the fist of God thrusting up towards the heavens, the stark, ragged mountain holds firm as thunderbolts crash down on all sides. The sound is deafening as it echoes from mountain peak to mountain peak. Mountains represent strength, power, and permanence, as well as being a potent symbol for attaining spiritual heights as they extend into the sky towards the heaven, towards the heavens. I can say towards, toward the heavens. Thunder and lightning traditionally represent surging power, enlightenment, and revelation of divine matters. Thunder ignites our deep self and activates our primal and deep emotions. Together, the mountain and thunder symbolize immense power, vitality, and strength. The sacred landscape wants you to know this is your time. This is the time to claim your power and step into your potential. This doesn't necessarily mean that you will be without fear. You might feel uncertain, but do it anyway. Be courageous. Let the world hear your voice. Take a stand. Stand up for yourself and for others. Share your passion. Teach from the heart. Write, and your words will have great meaning. Hold your body as if you are incredibly valiant, noble, and brave. After all, you are. What a beautiful message. So, that's so nice for our, I always like to do a card pull at the end of sometimes courses or different ceremonies and things like that. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed this episode, just beginning to uncover the feminine awakening, what that looks like. I kind of wanted to speak about, like I said, the societal structure and what it feels like to not fit into that structure, why a rebalancing is necessary, and some of the pillars of doing that work as well. Also, a few little keynotes at the end, little reminders. The doors are open for July Divinity. If you don't know, most of you who listen, I'm sure, already in the membership, but I have a monthly ceremony membership called Divinity. Each month I host two ceremonies. They're different every month. Usually I do a new moon one, sometimes they're different. This month in July, there will be a water manifestation ceremony on July 7th because we're in Cancer season, so working with the elements, especially water, is super powerful and unique at the time. And then we'll also have, I believe it's on the 21st, a past life regression ceremony. So I'm so excited for that meditation and ceremony. So if you join Divinity, you'll get access to both of those, and you'll get access to both full recordings in case you missed them, and just so you have them, and just have them in general. So most people who come to ceremonies, once you like the meditation, you can listen to it every day. You get to keep the meditation. So there's people who still listen to meditations from months ago from Divinity. You might have really liked one, might have really, really resonated with you. So you get to keep them. So not only do you get to come to the live ceremonies and have the recordings, but then you get to go back to those meditations. So yes, doors are open to Divinity, so you can join that. When you join Divinity, you get a chunk off versus buying one-time tickets. If you're wanting just to come once and you're new and you're not really sure, you can always buy a one-time ticket. It also comes with a full recording. So I'll have links to both of those events in the description if you want to join the water manifestation on July 7th or the past life regression on July 21st. Or like I said, if you know you want to come to both, then you get a huge chunk off by joining Divinity. You also get access to our global community, which is really, really beautiful. And you can always cancel by emailing us about 5 to 7 days before the following month if you didn't like it for some reason. It's very rare that we have people leave our space, so we take pride in that. We're really joyful about that. So either way, I wanted to announce those. I'm really excited for those ceremonies. And most importantly, like we spoke about today, the Feminine Awaken is starting on Wednesday, July 6th at 5 p.m. Pacific. So definitely get inside that. I'll have the link down below. You can read all about it. We do have a payment plan option available as well, and it's a shorter offering, so it's at a really delicious, yummy price point for you guys. And yeah, I'm so excited to lead you through all those different pillars of feminine awakening and ultimately have you come back to you, have you come back to your power, your pleasure, your sensuality, your sexuality, and really a space in which you create a paradigm of life that you thrive in, that feels like your puzzle, that feels like a match to your puzzle piece, and hopefully where you can find like-minded individuals along the way that support your growth and evolution in miraculous and beautiful ways. So with that being said, I'm going to end today's episode. For the next episode, I really want to have my husband on to do another dating Q&A, or we also want to do one talking about hustle culture and the dangers of it and how to like exit it and create your own paradigm with equal, if not greater, success. So that might be the next episode, or I might be back on solo. We'll see. But I'm really excited to return to these podcasts. I feel really called now again to to speak and to create these. I just like to be in a particular space when I do these where I'm channeling. I can't record these out of a forced space or out of an overwhelmed space. I really have to be in this kind of magical space of flow to create them. And, you know, I want them to be like my little gift to you in a way. And so I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you're still listening, be sure to screenshot and tag me on Instagram so I can repost you so we can spread and grow this beautiful conscious community. My Instagram is at pbbunny97yt. You should see it pop up. If you, like I said, if you tag me, I'll hopefully see it and be able to repost you. And if not, just know I'm so honored to have you listen. Every time we share and post, of course, it allows our community to grow. It's crazy how many new people have come just from you guys reposting it on your story. You might not think it influences someone, but that one person might watch it and listen to it, and it becomes such a catalyst in their lives. So I always really appreciate and love when you share these. Also, if you ever have a minute, feel free to rate the podcast as well. I really, really appreciate it. It helps us grow and expand and thrive and live our best feminine lives. Little poetry there. All right, I'm going to sign off. I love you. Have a beautiful rest of your day, night, moment, wherever you are right now. I hope you receive a little nugget of clarity, inspiration, and golden juice from this. And I look forward to connecting with you next week on Unlimited Abundance. Mm-hmm.